Blog Talk Radio.
Fucking mess. This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Wow, Darren.
22 weeks, and we'll figure out. Wow, Darren. Meanwhile, 2 seconds ago, she's like, Rob, what the? This is what happens when you don't fucking listen to me. I never told you to fucking do this. Now it's Darren. Kiss Mirren Tuchis Aran.
Okay, you're right that it's more Rob's fault.
The end. That's where it should end, right there at the end of the period. But we're going to have another clause to the sentence where I'm a dickhead, I'm sure.
Well, that's completely unrelated. You're hey, everybody, did you miss me? I'm back.
Who are you again? God.
My name is Rob. I'm one of the hosts. Whoops. Oh, hey, let's hear the intro again.
Intro for doing the show twice. Play it twice.
You did that about 8 times the first few weeks of this show. So.
No, I didn't. I actually just played the music without the overdubs. But this isn't about me. This is about being here and doing stuff.
What?
Oh, good.
Oh, God. Who invited Bland announcer Rob?
Bland?
He's more entertaining.
He was great last week. I don't know if you heard the show. Rob went to Maryland Death Fest last week.
And sadly did not die. So obviously not as advertised.
Yeah, what kind of Death Fest is that where you come back alive? What the fuck?
It's ironic.
So we had a few sound clips of Rob playing in the background while he wasn't here. It turned out it was pretty energetic.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. I don't even remember saying half of these things.
We have someone calling us.
Already?
We have a caller.
What the hell? Let's take a caller.
Hello? You're on the air. What do you want?
Who's this?
484.
You have 5 seconds to say something interesting.
Wait, maybe it's not really on. Oh, no, wait. No.
Over it. Hello?
Four?
All right, they're not there. Let's hang up. We're stalling the show right out of the gate here.
We're off to a great start in the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh, boy, are we ever. No, but we have a lot of stuff to do and get to.
Yeah. Well, you know, since I was at the Maryland Death Fest, a lot of people gave me promo CDs. Well, a few people. And I figured it'd be a very appropriate time to do an all-new edition of Thrash It or Trash It.
Which I have the sound of?
Yeah.
Actually,
oh,
you have
all of them now.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I don't
think you do. Not so easy playing sound effects on cue, is it?
Yeah, Darren, why don't you... Darren!
What?
Play the sound effect!
I'm looking for it. Where is it? Come here. I don't see any thrash or trash.
Is this as funny to you guys as it is to us?
No, no, no. Well, the reason for that I'm asking you is because I thought you were playing anything else except the theme.
Oh, look, someone's there.
We finally have our caller.
You're going to have to show me where that is before we do the segment, because I don't see
caller?
It. Hello, caller.
Hang up on this fuck.
Enough. He's going to say one word and then...
Yeah.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah. You dick.
There's nothing... Honestly, there's nothing here that says thrash or trash it anywhere. Just letting you know.
Thrash it or
okay, you had it, you penis.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
There, no, no, say it sexily.
Thrash
it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
There it is.
This is like
of course,
our worst opening ever, I feel.
Wait,
like.
Wait, the show started?
It's ironic. It's ironic. Yeah, it's because Greg is here. He's distracting us with his furry arms. Our friend Greg is here.
Did
also,
you see the
Anthony
back of
is
his
here.
Neck?
No.
You think his arms are furry?
Oh, my God.
It's like 2 inches
There's
long.
There's like a rug.
I could put that to shame. I could put that to shame.
Yes,
lift up the back of the shirt. Let's see if you...
It's a back off!
Do you have the brown wings? Do you have brown wings on your back?
Fortunately, that's only you.
No, yeah. I look like a shitty angel when I take my shirt off. Disgusting.
It's weird, though. Like, I'm getting that, too. I'm noticing, like, a lot of thin hairs growing on my back and shoulders. It's like, when do you get... Where did you come from, hair? Where did you come from?
Oh, let's see.
Oh, no,
the unveiling.
Oh, hey, it's not that bad.
You got it growing in. It'll be worse.
Yeah.
I'm, like, full now with that. We got some Gorillas in the Mist sound effects.
Greg, put your shirt back on, really.
Wow. Way too much ambience in that gorilla.
Sorry.
Gorilla sound effect. Just saying. Right, Anthony? You know what I'm talking about.
He's got
Anthony.
He's nodding his head.
Anthony is drinking a 40 of Smirnoff Ice. It's pretty cold.
I thought that was Zima.
No.
Can we get a 40 of Zima in the house? Caller, can you call back? I think they discontinued it, actually.
Do they really? Why is that? There's no Russians anymore?
Apparently. Russians don't drink Zima.
Russian
this
girls
Russian
drink
did.
Zima. Oh. It's like, it tastes like
the Russian girl.
It's like Sprite that went bad.
Or very good.
Fermented.
Yeah.
Sprite that
did anyone ever get drunk off of Zima?
I got buzzed.
Do they have even...
Six of Zima.
Is Zima like a nationwide thing? Or is it
oh, yeah.
Around here? Who makes that? Isn't that like... Is that like a Coke?
God himself. It's God urine.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
oh, we have another.
What do we got on the show today?
Oh, we have, well, other than Thrash It or Trash It.
Yeah.
Darren has a concoction of a game show, emphasis on the cack.
Well, not just me. The whole show is presenting a game show.
Oh, you're the host.
Right, I'll be hosting. It's called the $25,000 Dirty Pyramid.
Well, we're gonna get paid?
No. Euphemism. You actually
for what? Is it like a sexual euphemism?
You're gonna get $25,000 imaginary dollars if you win. That'll be the
no.
You can buy.
Can I get like an imaginary hooker?
Yeah, you can buy
yeah,
imaginary hookers.
It's almost
and glow.
As good as imaginary pussy. That's right.
And that'll
that's
be
where Noah comes in.
If you're all familiar
wow.
with the $25,000 pyramid, it'll be that, but with like penis stuff involved. And our beer has just arrived, so all these degenerates are now grabbing for alcohol and not paying attention to the show.
I'm paying attention. Darren, what were you saying?
Right. So, that's that.
Yeah, no, but we have a loaded show. I'm promising you it will be more entertaining than the last 5 minutes. Because this is just where we get started, everybody. Woo! Am I right? Am I right, Sid? Look, Sid is pumped.
All right.
Sid is pumped.
It'll be
Sid. It'll
be more entertaining than the last 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
Sid, are you pumped?
I was.
Before I started talking.
Yeah, thanks for fucking that up.
Before you did your DJ voice.
That wasn't my DJ voice at all. That was my Coke voice. That was Rob. This is my DJ voice. Rob here.
You sound identical to me. I don't see the difference there.
Fuck you, Darren. I should kill myself. I didn't say that. I didn't say
you
that.
That's
where did you guys get all these sound clips?
That
where
was
did you...
me. I impersonated you. In
that's inner monologue, Rob. I'm sorry to tell you.
You guys got inner monologue mics now?
I just realized that Darren is wearing a collared shirt, but he has like the first four buttons open and his thick
yeah.
chest hair is sticking
well,
out.
Well, is this your Thor Schreitstein look?
This one doesn't stay closed, so I just stopped bothering for some reason.
Or she's gum.
You want me to close it? I'll close it up.
It's kind of, yeah, it's really disturbing.
Okay.
No. This is his diner employee on a smoke break look.
So this is good because it took Noah 9 minutes to insult me. That's a record, I think.
Yeah, we were expecting it much sooner.
I guess today's hairy day. I'll look this
I guess, Noah, the two gay gentlemen sitting on each other's laps doesn't disturb you right in front of your face.
We're not sitting on each other's laps. One of us is sitting on the other.
Look, we're...
Yeah, seriously. That's just my buddy Stan is here. Stan, say hello.
How's it going?
Stan makes a good lap ornament.
He's your laptop? Is that what he's
kind of.
And then he gets up.
And that, thanks, Darren.
So,
you ruined, Darren ruined the moment.
Out of seats.
I had to tell you a story that happened to me on the train.
Oh, good.
Oh, let's make the show about Darren.
Okay. All right. No, fuck you then. I won't tell you.
Tell the story.
You fill some time. Good. Good.
So Darren was on the train the other day. And then, what happened after that, Darren?
He got his period.
I'm not telling you.
So Darren was on the train the other day, and then a little angel came down from heaven, and she was like, hey, Darren, why are you such a diva?
Let me tell you, that whole thing is much funnier than what I was going to say. You're all great entertainers. Go, please continue.
Well, now I lost
No, please continue.
No, I lost my train. I lost my train of thought.
No, so did I. Please, both.
Well, maybe we should go to a music break then.
Go ahead.
Why don't we talk about music like the Opeth show that we went to?
Noah. Oh, well, Noah the Diva went to an Opeth show, and now let's make the show about her.
No, I usually get the last 10 minutes of the show, so we're going to hold
on. No, go ahead. You have the floor.
Oh, God. All right, fine.
So Greg and I went to see Enslaved and Opeth.
Wow. Time out. We need to take a music break because that was so entertaining. I need to recover. I need at least 30 minutes. Do we have enough songs?
Well, 30 minutes of music.
Three Opeth songs.
I think we should do another live cast this week just so I can have time to recover from
it. We should just cut off this live cast.
Please.
Right now. This is it.
Listen.
This is
let's just play an hour and 49 minutes of music now just because I can't take any more of those great kind of entertaining stories.
You can play Light of Day, Day of Darkness for an hour. And then like three Opeth songs. And then we're
And then we can come back to me talking about the Opeth show.
Right.
How does that sound?
Well, it worked the first time. Why not make it a feature?
No one talk about Opeth.
So, anyway.
So, Darren, let's hear it.
Oh, you want to hear it now? Oh, okay.
Sure.
Oh, you want
it? We're desperate.
I mean, if you're not going to be a diva about it.
Now the last 2 minutes.
Wait, but... Now, before you do tell a story, I should turn your mic on because it's kind of been on mute all the whole time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, really? I thought that was just my headphones. His mic has been off this whole time?
Yeah. Sorry.
Wow, no. It's
no,
taking it
I heard. Far. I heard my. Are you really joking? Because I heard myself in my mic.
No, I haven't.
I purposely kept you on mute. The reason why you were hearing yourself was through other people's mics. But your mic has been off.
Okay.
Yeah.
It started from even before the show.
Wow, no, that's taking this feud to another level.
He called me a cunt, so
I'm
not
even
feuding
with you. All right, whatever. What was I saying?
He's so angry, he's grinding his teeth.
No, it's not even that. It's, what?
Your mic wasn't off. I told him to take it.
No.
Pop, come out, Ashton.
You were in the bathroom.
I was trying to do a bit, but...
Oh, I thought you were really good. Too good.
Wow.
Fuck.
He's just saying that.
This was all a bit. Your mic was really off.
I was about to do a whole diva rant, and you just fucked it up.
God damn it. I didn't want you
Where
to get...
going, Rob? Get out of here.
You looked like he was pissed. But that's the point, isn't it?
No!
You're supposed to be apologetic.
So... What were we even talking about?
This show
about?
Is so meta right now. I don't know where the fuck I am.
No, it's just because when you were in the bathroom, Sid started talking about you. And he's like, I forget exactly what it was.
The water was running, so Sid was...
I was like, what are the odds that he's in there crying right now?
And then Noah was like, stop talking about him because he's just going to think it's me, and then he's going to call me a cunt. And then I said... Yeah, Noah, you should really stop talking about Darren while he's in the bathroom.
And then he called her a cunt.
And then he heard it, and he was like, yeah, you cunt.
Again. Here she goes again.
Oh, we have
to...
And the real truth is there's no animosity whatsoever.
Who's this?
What's up, guys?
Oh, it's Jenny.
Oh, it's Jenny.
What's up, Jenny?
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, you guys suck when I'm not there.
Oh.
Well, now you're here. Do something interesting, you cunt, you.
Start farting into your phone.
Yeah. Because that worked out so well. Let's rip one off.
Well, sorry, guys. I just had to tell you.
Hilarious.
Jenny, you have 5 seconds to do something interesting. Go.
No, I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
All right, I agree.
Bye, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
We will now.
That's it.
That's all she had.
So anyway, Darren, tell us about this story.
All right. Are you sure you want to hear it now?
I don't want to be all diva about it.
Don't tell us the story. Just tell us about the story.
What?
Just, like, tell us how the story, like, what kind of story it is.
That's really, that's, like, meta.
Yeah.
Now. All right.
Well, Rob said tell us about the story.
I'm on the train, right? And, so I'm on the other end of the car is this guy who's, he's like probably 45 years old. He's like a nebbishy. He looks like a really tall Woody Allen. He's like 6'1", but he's just like a nerdy guy, Jewishy looking guy, whatever.
Of course, so, Jewish.
Yeah, all these fucking Jews. He's picking up pennies. No, I'm kidding. So he's eating his lunch or something on the train, reading the paper. He finishes his lunch. He takes his garbage, puts it in a bag, takes his paper, puts the paper in the bag. And he throws it on the floor. So, there's this maybe 65-year-old lady sitting across from him. What are you doing? You're a pig. You're a filthy human being. Right? So he just looks at her with this glare. Who the fuck are you talking to? You fucking bitch. You don't fucking talk to me like that. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up before I get up there and fucking smack you in the mouth. Like on and on and on. So in the middle of this rant, the guy next to her turns out to be her husband. He looks like a little 7-year-old, like, Holocaust survivor. Like a little, like, he's 5'0", right? And he gets up, like, just insults the guy, but so politely. Like, he's just with these 1940 insults, you know? You know,
you remember?
You don't talk to a woman like that. You just don't do it. It's just wrong. She was telling you.
You scallywag.
Right, you know. So they got to fuck you. You fucking midget. Fuck you. I'll fuck. You want to catch a fucking bullet? And so at that point, you know, I could tell the guy's just fucking talking shit, but the train happened to be open in the station, and everyone runs the fuck out of the train because they think it's the guy that's going to pull out a, you know, AK-47 and just, you know.
Oh, New York.
So he says it about 8 times. You want to catch a fucking bullet? You want to get shot, old man? You want to catch a fucking bullet? And he's like, you're lucky you're fucking old. You're lucky you're a fucking old man. And he goes, be young and come at me. What? Be young and come at me. See what happens. Wait, what's he going to do? Get in the DeLorean next to fucking 1955.
If you were Benjamin Button, I'd fuck you up in 4 years. I'd fuck you up.
Benjamin Button reference, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not too late, right?
So finally the guy this is the best part. He turns to the old man, you're a fucking psycho. What? The guy screaming and threatening to shoot him on the fucking train in cold blood is a psycho.
Hey, you standing over there taking that old lady's side. What the fuck is wrong with you? Meanwhile, here I am all normal yelling. No big deal.
And an old lady.
Yeah, oh my God. I was
threatening violence with guns, big whoop.
Yeah, Thor Schredstein was on the train, by the way.
Thor Schredstein is everywhere that Rob is, apparently.
So that was my, I had a hostage situation. That was my
Who was the hostage?
Nobody. It was held very tense.
Our minds.
Yes, your attention was held hostage.
I didn't do anything because I'm a diva.
You're like, oh, I'm going to miss my appointment.
My nails have to get done today, people. You're holding my train up.
No, but seriously, that old lady should have just kept her mouth shut.
You know, in a way, in a manner of speaking, because she was clearly in the right. You know, she had the right side of the equation, but she really said anything. Because it just, you don't know that guy doesn't have a fucking gun on him. I mean, I knew, but, you know.
Because you know everything,
because,
right, Darren?
Because he's talking so much shit. Like, if he really had a gun and he really planned to use a gun, he would have just pulled out the gun and just fucking shot her in the face, I think. I don't think he would start blustering. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing, bing. All right. As the doors close around her fucking decaying corpse.
Guys, put the vibrate.
Someone left their phone on. Okay, so that was my story.
Yay.
Yes, let's clap and say yay to Darren.
Yeah, let's make him feel like a diva.
All right.
But
drop the joke into the ground.
I went to, what'd you say?
I said time for Darren's.
Well, what are you waiting for, Sid?
That's why Stan's here, Stan.
Wait, that's on my foot.
The foot flopper.
No, I went to a Cracker Barrel on my way back from Maryland. Definitely.
Why are you looking at me and saying
was,
Noah?
No, I thought
I thought you called me
no,
Noah.
Yeah. Comma, I went
look, to a, looking at this table right now, it looks like we're in a fucking Cracker Barrel.
I didn't go to Cracker Barrel.
Crackers around.
Let me,
you,
let me tell you.
I'm sorry, just to break, can you tell me exactly what a Cracker Barrel is? I mean, the store, the chain.
Oh. Oh, you've never been to a Cracker Barrel?
No, sir.
Well, it was my first time, and I mean, you know, I've heard many wonderful things, but, you know, this one was in, like, Delaware, and honestly, like, when we walked up to it, it felt like, whoa, how did I end up in the South all of a sudden? There are all these rocking chairs out front.
Oh, it's like a themed, what do they actually sell there? What's the...
Well, it's a restaurant, but...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like a, it's like a chain, like it's like a Fridays, pretty much like that level of restaurant.
Okay.
But when you walk in, before you get to the restaurant area, there's like a gift shop, and it's the most amazing thing ever in terms of how tacky
it
is. Does
it have food?
No, no. This is like, you know, you make your, you say like, okay, a table for four. Like, okay, please wait for a few minutes, and then you walk around or whatever. And this gift shop had, like...
Confederate flags?
Well, nooses? They had John Deere dishes. John Deere, like, cups, like, classy cups.
Do they have any KKK hoods in the gift shop?
That was in the back room. But then they had, like... They had, like, a Never Forget, portrait, like a giant photo,
but
like
it was
a mural.
Civil War.
No. But,
never forget that bastard Lincoln.
And then there was like an 8x10 to put of your.
Thank God they shot that motherfucker.
It's Delaware. It's not that.
But anyway, so we go into the restaurant area and we're getting escorted to our table by the maitre d' or whatever.
Hooded
maitre d'. And the guy was like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not going to need this. And initially I thought it was a baby seat that he was taking off the chair. But no, it was actually a seat extender for fat people. It was like another half of the chair, like a quarter on each side. And then like more bracing. Because, I mean, these are just like wooden chairs. So theoretically.
Like, no, leave that.
Leave that for me, please. No. But then I looked around, and it all made sense. Because, I mean, the people here, they're not shopping in the small department. Let me
say
that.
So
this is in Delaware, yes.
Were there any, really disgusting fat people items on the menu?
No, surprisingly, it was like a very – well, I mean, there was, like, a chicken fried steak.
I think what Darren was trying to ask is, hey, Rob, what did you order?
Oh.
Well, I got the barbecue pulled pork platter.
So you had your pork pulled?
Yes, it was delightful. The B triple P? Oh, I get it. Wait, the barbecue pork pulled. That's only two.
Pulled pork platter.
Oh, the platter. The platter.
You're self-taught, do you?
No. Is somebody else doing it for me? Somebody taking notes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was delicious, and honestly, my meal was like $8 for a really, really good meal, and the biscuits were amazing. It was like bakery stuff. People, if you're by a Cracker Barrel, stop. Go there. Avoid the Roy Rogerses of the truck stop.
No,
like Arby's. Worlds. No.
Arby's is terrible. Yeah. I have never eaten one good thing at Arby's.
Just
my friends seem to love it, because there's one in Queens, and like, if we're ever out in that neighborhood, they go, oh, we got to go to Arby's. I'm like, Arby's sucks. I don't get, like, what's good about it. It's, like, stale roast beef and, like, tiny little sandwiches.
Isn't that what they say about you, Darren? Stale
what?
Roast beef?
If it makes sense.
I don't know.
Pulling back the meat curtain.
Yeah. My roast beef is quite fresh, I'll have you. So. Hey, you guys with the one-liners today.
I had a week to prepare, so
I'm
I mean,
coming.
I have like 2 weeks of one-liners built up.
All right, so let's hear another.
Your mother.
You didn't see that one coming.
Your mother.
Thank you, studio audience.
Now we can get rid of them, right?
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. No, you're not getting paid. Get out of here.
So, Arby's.
Arby's, yeah.
What else did you eat on this trip? Since we're recapping your dietary excursion.
Very adventure.
I don't know. I had Subway. I didn't eat fresh, though. It wasn't very fresh.
You know, you called in last Friday.
Yeah.
And you said, there's a lot of broads here. You know, we might be able to bang a couple of these broads here. Did you ever get any action out there?
Did you eat any pussy? That was the question.
I'll go with yes.
He ate a cat.
And by yes, I mean no.
He tried cat.
Did you try and strike out? Or
no. No.
Stay in the room?
See, here's the thing. I'm too big of a celebrity to do that kind of thing.
Rob is asexual.
Wait, what?
Say that on mic.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. You guys say it on mic.
He's a pulled pork kind of man.
Stan with the first zinger of the night.
Stan, get out of here. Get out of here.
A little late on that.
Yeah, true. My fault. But the pulled pork was excellent at first.
It is quite fine.
Yeah.
But
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, why not?
What was I to get?
What else did I have? I'll tell you.
Like chicken.
Fried chicken.
You should have got that.
Fried chicken. Why? I like pork.
Because then we couldn't make fun of you pulling your pork. Dummy.
Oh,
okay.
It all makes sense now. Yeah. Jerk. Jerk, eh?
What are you, Jean-Claude?
Jerk, what?
Wow, that was a half an hour.
Was it? Well,
just him saying jerk in different
voices. Yeah.
It felt like half an hour.
So, Noah, what happened at Opeth that was eventful?
Nothing. She already told us that story.
So back to Noah goes to Opeth.
Oh.
Wow!
I went with Greg to see Enslaved in Opeth.
How was that?
It was really, really good, and I got really, really trashed, and Greg didn't.
See, that's why you didn't like it, Greg. You weren't trashed.
It was at, like, Grand Ballroom, which apparently exists above Hammerstein. I never knew this. There was, like, a huge venue right above Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah, well, it's smaller than the Hammerstein.
Yeah, it's still, like, huge.
Yeah,
it's like a balcony sitting and shit. It was just big.
Were you upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs. Like right
GA.
Center. Stage. Fucking left.
But, I mean, you know, it's Opeth. I mean,
It didn't feel that crowded, though.
Hammerstein Ballroom, by the way, is where ECW used to do their shows when they came to New York. The real ECW, not the crappy one that's going on now.
From like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What's that move?
With Sabu.
Yeah. It's Opeth. Little Opeth.
They did play that one. But overall, I felt like the show was the poorest Opeth show I've seen to date.
But you weren't wasted, so I mean.
I've never been wasted at an Opeth show, and they were all amazing up till this one. But although I have to say, Mike himself was like, we're kind of lazy to be. He didn't have a Russian name. But he said they were lazy.
We're kind of lazy.
Yeah, I'm in Opeth.
We just toured Moscow. We have Russian.
Intermission. We need a Bujanina break.
It was like the day before last on the tour, and they seemed kind of tired and sort of enslaved.
They're loud. They're fucking Opeth.
Yeah, fuck it. For $40, no.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
And Stan didn't pay $40.
Wait, Anthony's talking. Someone pass the mic.
Well, I only saw Opeth once. Did we see him at? No, didn't go to that either.
All
right. Is that Lamour's?
Oh, wow. Fuck that show. Opeth and gosh forbid.
Mike referenced that show, actually.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He was like, what did he say? He was like, we started. At like L'Amour in 2000, like one.
You should, for people that aren't from New York, L'Amour is a club in Brooklyn.
Actually, a few blocks away from the Metal Injection Studios.
If you don't know what L'Amour is
anymore, does it?
No,
it's about.
Third Rail? Is it?
Third Rail. Yeah. No, that place shut down too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that wasn't Lemoore. That was next to Lemoore.
Yeah. But anyway, look.
It was Club Europa.
Lemoore was a club that held about 30 people.
No, I mean it held like a few hundred.
It
seemed 100.
Like a 30.
Yeah. It held 30 people all named Vinny.
Yeah, there were a lot of Guidos.
But they had some good shows. They had some good
They
shows.
Did. They had a lot.
Yeah.
Sister,
I mean, it was pretty
Sister,
much, I think it's fair to say, like, the metal.
Sendell.
It was like, it was like the metal CBGBs of Brooklyn, I would say.
I would say that's fair.
Yeah.
Statement. Yeah.
That
a lot of bands would go, even though it was a hole in the wall, like, famous bands would play there.
Yeah, because, I mean, there was, like, nowhere else in New York where, like, bands that weren't super huge. Yeah, well, I mean, like, even in the city, like,
North
there's...
Six.
Well, yeah, everything's in Williamsburg now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, what is it now?
Music
Hall of Williamsburg. Yeah,
one thing I remember about Lemoore is that my friend's girlfriend went to a carnivore show and got her face slashed.
Yeah.
Isn't that why you go to a carnivore show?
Yeah, but she didn't know. Like, she was just there. Like, she didn't know the bands or anything.
Oh.
And she just...
It was you, Stan?
Stan slashed her face.
When was this?
Oh, God, I couldn't even, like...
Like in the 90s.
Not early
90s. Yeah.
94, I guess.
Awesome,
yeah.
Cool.
That's when they used to go in the pit with hammers.
Well done, Rob. Well done, Rob. The queuing of the carnivore.
Wow, right on cue. Very nice. He wants to reclaim his...
And a good song. Good
carnivore
song.
Fucking ruling. I was, like, for the longest time, they were a band that I was like, man... This is like the one band that I really want to see that I know I will never, ever see.
And then they toured!
And then, oh my God. And then when the first time I saw them,
go.
I was like, you haven't, they played like three times.
I went, and then I had nobody to go with, so I went by myself, and then it's like the vibe was weird, and I fucking left.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so good.
It was a ton of money, too. It was just like...
Oh, yeah, you were there. Yeah, yeah, no, because they played this secret, they played this warm-up show, because they had a bunch of shows in, they set up a bunch of festivals, so they wanted to do a warm-up show, and a friend of ours, his friend's band was going to open, so he found out that Carnivore was playing the show they were playing, and we were like, wait, no, seriously? Yeah, like nobody really knew, and then the day of, it was like, yeah, they're definitely playing, I saw their merch, so we like did some shithole in Chinatown, and then, you know, we see the merch there, so we're like, all right, they're definitely playing, and then it totally got sold out, and Anthony wanted to show up. And then Anthony, tell him how you snuck into the show.
Basically, Rob was, dude, just come to the show, like, crazy. Whatever, I showed up with my friend, Crazy Daisy, which some of you may remember her. But we totally just walked in and just walked downstairs, and nobody said anything.
Nice.
Any tickets, it was a sold-out show. Because I was like, we just kind of have that, like...
We should be here, look.
Yeah.
You guys look like you're
going. Where's the bathroom? Just kind of wandering around, look. Straight downstairs, right to the show, right up to the front of the stage.
Like,
ta-da!
And it was great. It was amazing. I mean, really, Peter Steele's like the only original member.
I enjoyed the girls squirting blood at each other.
Oh, yeah, you know, super soakers with blood.
Yeah,
no biggie.
Awesome.
Squirting girls.
It was awesome. It was awesome, but it was funny because, I mean, you know, these are like some really offensive songs.
Yeah.
And it's clear that, like...
They don't mean it.
The more anti-religious stuff, like, he's not really going to do it. Like, they have this one song called God is Dead, which, I mean, honestly, that was, like, the biggest reason I want to see them, because there's such a weird part in the song, which I need to cue up right now. But, I'm assuming he found God again, because he did not play that song. And people were like, there was a chant for, like, God is dead. God is dead. And then he like looked at the crowd and he's like, no, you're dead.
Ah,
like, what?
But he would, Pete would do, he would just be like a jerk and not play with you.
This is God is Dead, right? You know, it starts pretty thrashy. And then it continues to be thrashy. Right?
I gave unto you life from my mind too. No, not unto my love.
Then there's cowbell.
Rob, it's called group.
I love it. I'm not... Coming back. Here we go. This is Will Ferrell guest on this.
Yeah. Oh, this is the best part.
Oh, no, not this. Well, this is it. Then there's like a great solo. And then I'm going to skip the solo, I know. But the myth. Wait, I'm getting to the best part. Wait. Here we go. Wait. Hold on. This song
brutal.
Where is it?
I know the part you wanted.
You're looking for the good part, I guess.
Oh, good.
That's not it.
That was inappropriate.
Where's the there's like,
we can just sing.
Oh, here. I like your version better.
It's like, what? Where did this come from? You're saying God is dead. It's like an evil thing, and then you have like this church singing.
This is what I wanted to see live, and he would not play it.
I don't think that he's able to sing in that way anymore. Well, you can't do it.
I think
someone could have grabbed his ball.
Wasn't he like 12 when he was in Sonic Carnivore?
Was it 12? I thought it was like late 18s or something.
I heard Can't Heat is opening.
God! So, seriously, if you're into like, you know, and like thrash, you should definitely download Carnivore's two CDs.
How's
Carnivore?
Carnivore like a what? But they're well known. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, well known in Brooklyn for sure.
No, they really? Wrote Lords of Chaos referenced them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice.
So they're kind of like, I mean, it's not like an undiscovered gem or something. You know?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
I mean, you know, like.
But you know, would more, know more than I would.
I don't know.
They're smaller than you think, but
yeah.
They're sort of recognized.
Yeah, I mean, like people that
cult.
People that know, yeah, people that know about metal would know Carnivore, but like people getting into it today.
Fair enough. Well, we're here
to educate you people.
Kids today, go download Carnivore and Retaliation.
See the band
the
that,
cities,
see the band that inspired people to go into pits with hammers and razors and swing them around.
And slice people.
Did they slice their ears off first?
Shut up, Sid.
Sid doesn't.
Shut up.
That
would have
been a smart move. Then the rest of the time you could dance around without having to hear that mediocre music.
They would still
music.
Be able to hear, though, because isn't the eardrum inside?
What?
They,
it would
that.
Fill up with blood, so you wouldn't be able
Greg
to hear
Greg just
anything.
Threw a beer cap at Sid.
Hit my. No, it hit your glasses.
No, it hit my hat.
No, it's for comedic purposes.
Maybe you need to borrow my glasses now. So
good. Four eyes. Noah's four eyes.
Wow, what a great insult. Thanks, Sid.
Someone else to absorb Noah's hatred besides me. I love it.
Well, all I have to do is make
oh,
fun of
you,
her.
Oh, you,
Sid. Like,
she's
ready to scratch my eyes out.
I step on you there. With
that. Wait, what did you say, Sid?
All I have to do is make fun of a band she likes, and she's ready to scratch my eyes out.
Oh, like Elvis King?
Elvis King.
That's Darren's go-to.
I take that personally.
Really?
Elvin King. Come on, Darren. How
like,
are you?
Oh, excuse me. Like, there probably is a band called Elvis King, too.
Yeah,
Elvis
but it's not the band that Noah likes. Get it right.
I haven't heard them yet. She might like them.
No.
Do they have any men in them that look like her?
There's a band called Elvin King.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Magic the Gathering card.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing
Wait,
them a favor. Like,
you would totally like them, Greg.
Right?
Don't even. Them.
I didn't even know them.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like Central, right?
They're from Italy.
Well, then I probably. What?
They're an Italian metal band.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Like Lacuna Coil.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one. We were trying to name Italian metal bands the other day.
Like but anyway.
Prima.
I think it's time for our first music break.
Is there going to be any Louis Prima
Carnivore? No, well, we're going to do a little Thrash It or Thrash It.
Yes, we will do Thrash It or Trash It. And
there's a party going on in here.
There's like...
Remember that time, Darren, when you said, wouldn't it be a great idea if we had a party?
Yeah,
and
like, here it is. Or we needed some whoos.
Except everyone in the background has to be quiet.
Who is in Blow?
Where's the Blow?
And
Cold
Metal Injection live cast. Those three things do a body good.
This is Chuck Flandington reminding you. Remember when sideburns were cool? Neither do I, but Rob does. On the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
The size of any podcast on the internet. This is your announcer, Chandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet. If it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Wow, Noah, thanks.
Hey, everyone, shut up. We're trying to do a show here.
There's a party going on.
Yeah, we're really... Maybe that party idea wasn't so good, I have to say.
Oh, really, Darren? Your idea wasn't good?
I kind of like... It. See, here's the difference, though. If we were all, like, drunk out of our minds...
I am drunk out of my... Well, not out of my mind yet.
I mean...
Rob and I are stoned.
It would be complete chaos, but this is just, like, a mild murmuring, you know, which is not helping.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's time for...
Wait. Before... Can I just... relive my OPEF experience?
Yeah.
Again?
We're still on this?
Yeah. So I had a really big moment in stonerdom at OPEF.
Yeah. All right.
I was...
Stonerdom, yes you are.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was, actually. I was overzealously drinking vodka, and
I see.
I was smoking, too,
vodka.
And I was trying to smoke very discreetly because, you know, it's not really legal. So as I was lighting my pipe, I lit my hair on fire.
The hair down there?
No, on my head.
The hair that you bleached?
Yeah, so it was like extra flammable.
Uh-huh.
And that was really bad because then for the rest of the set, I just smelled burnt hair. But it wasn't
the usual smell.
How'd you put it out?
Fucking hummus.
I don't remember.
You just went out?
A friend of mine just grabbed it and, like, closed it off, and then I closed
Ken
it.
Ken Pierce?
No,
did
Ken...
Did he put the fire out with
his
hand meat?
I'll handle that for you.
All over.
Let's roll around on the floor together.
Yeah,
speaking
but I don't
flames.
Know why he was touching my boobs while he was putting it out.
Those are on fire, too. I see it.
Oh, your boobs are on fire. Yeah, let me put this out for you.
I have infrared vision. I see fire coming out.
I love how we both have completely different accents for Ken Beard.
That's because you do the same voice for every single
yeah,
person.
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. There's that one, too.
Thank you.
There's regular Jersey and gay Jersey.
Yeah,
that's your
basically.
Two voices.
Oh, characters hail from New Jersey. So what? What's the big deal? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's time for my favorite segment on the live cast.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's right, it's time for our Thrash It or Trash It, the only show where we play the music that you give me at the end of shows. When you're like, bro, you want to check out my demo? You want to check out my demo, bro? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Why not? And basically at the Maryland Death Fest, I'm having my fest mixed up, a bunch of people gave me demos. And this first band, so basically, you know, the way the game works, it's not really a game, but, you know, the way the segment works is we give these unsigned bands 45 seconds
And after 45 seconds, we decide whether we thrash the band or if they suck, which is way more probable, we will thrash. I mean, trash.
Oh, man.
Thrash it or trash it.
The wordplay has me confused.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's right. And the first band that we will either thrash or trash is a band by this dude. Okay, the last time I was at the Maryland Death Fest,
yeah,
he was drunk on the curb, and he was just like, yo, bro, you're from that Guar DVZ, right? Yo. And then like, yeah, you know, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
So why were you in the...
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I worked at the label that Guar was on, and they wanted to do, like, a bonus DVD to their Beyond Hell CD. And we were basically dispatched to Virginia to do that. And I was in, like, a clip. And so he assumed that I can get him signed or something. Because he was like, oh, could you, you know, just check out my CD, give it to, like, somebody, you know, whatever. And I'm like,
get Guar to piss blood on me, man.
Yeah, and I was like, I guess we'll check it out. And then the next year, at this, I saw the exact same guy.
Is he signed yet?
Who, again, came up. He's like, bro, you should check out my band. Same band. The band is called Infidel.
That's original.
I wonder what the topic is. On the cover, there's, like, a noose. And then when you open it,
Jesus.
Behind the CD, it's like a crucified Barack Obama. Well, not a crucified, but he has like the...
Oh, no.
Like, here, Darren, explain what's going on here. Explain
is
what's going on.
Black?
All right, nice. No, what it is, it's like a zombie. It's like a zombie Barack Obama with the Jesus crown of thorns around his head.
Yes.
He has red eyes and like zombie marks.
So these guys are Arab?
No.
But there's this one called Let Allah Sort Him Out.
Suicide Bomber.
Well, Let Allah Sort Him Out, meaning we'll kill them and Let Allah Sort Him Out.
Oh, they're just very patriotic.
Yes.
They're clearly a right-wing guy. I don't know that you want to put a noose on the same album as like a black president. That's probably not the best combination.
Well, they're edgy.
Yeah.
I like the band. I like the names of the band members. You have Rob Keller. You have John Gurdon. Frank Cusimano, of course, and Unholy Tim.
Listen,
why?
The Tim family is creative with their naming.
Their nomenclature.
That's naming your son Unholy.
I thought it was going to be like Joe Black Guy Hanger or something.
So the...
Fred, I Hate N-Words.
The album is called Destruction of Mecca.
Yeah.
And the let's pick. You guys should decide what song we get to hear from this band.
Well, it should be tracked. Well,
we decide to
thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Well, the
Phil Del Cater, so.
Jeez.
So the
what kind of anti-Arab band are they? They can't spell out fire. Now. The real rule is to play track two, because that's always like the master of puppets. It's like the showcase.
Yeah.
But this is
a special occasion.
I feel like we can. There's so many good things to choose from on this thing.
Here's the track listing.
Well, we should go by the lyrics, because some of the lyrics are in.
Well, let me do the track listing first. It's Destruction of Mecca, the title track. The title track to the CD.
What's the master of puppets track?
Suicide Bomber.
Ah!
Then Triangle of Death. Beheading, Al Qaeda Armageddon, Al Qaeda spelled ALQIDA, one word. Genocide on Gaza Strip. Wouldn't it be genocide on the Gaza Strip? All right, well, let's pass.
I'm up.
Oh my
air.
God! You know what? We have to play Genocide on Gaza Strip. Rob, read the first line of the song. Read the first line. Just that's all you need to know. Just read the first line.
Quote: "You dirty ass camel fuckers."
We have a winner.
Right. I'm itching to now before we do.
Wait, let's finish the things. Let Allah sort him out.
Right.
Hang him high
and the anticlimactic ending, Political Enemy.
Okay, before you said, well, that's the ballad.
That's the second single.
See, before you said that with the camel fucker line, I was kind of on the fence. Like, are they anti-Arab or are they super extreme Arab, like pro-terrorism?
Well, no.
Why?
They're from Baltimore.
I felt like it could relate, but. I don't know if that's smart, though, to put, like, if you're anti-Arab, to put, like Barack Obama in a, like, that seems to be irrelevant to what you're
saying. I think they're just all about hate, and they're indiscriminatory about who they hate.
Okay.
They hate everybody equally.
Now, before we play this, I think we should all take bet what this is going to sound like.
Suicide.
You think? What do you think?
I'm not sure what that means, but I'll agree.
It's like just death metal, yeah. Just straight up,
yeah.
Death metal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I muted you.
But you have an advantage because you met the guy in person.
Which one did you meet?
Did
he sound like this?
Hey, would you like to buy my CD?
No, he's like,
hey, your radio show. Where's the porta potty? I need a hot dog. Where's the t-shirt stand? I don't really hate Arabs. I just need a commercial CD. It's all about the Benjamins.
That's a very self-reflective moment.
In fact, I'm pro-Palestine. Does anybody know where I can get a band-aid? I call myself on some paper. State station.
So, we're all going to be grindcore.
Yeah.
Good production or bad production?
Terrible production.
Okay,
awful.
I agree.
Terrible.
Phone booth.
Awful or really awful?
I will say awful because they do have a CD printed,
right?
And I mean, this is like a full print
and
like,
a jewel case.
Yeah, and a jewel case,
not a slipcover.
So it's pretty pricey.
That sounds like.
So
a
they
winner.
Went all out. They must have really nice union jobs.
All right. So without any further ado, here's Infidel with what's the name of the song?
Genocide on Gaza Strip.
Parentheses. Fuck you, camel fuckers.
Oh, this is awesome.
Ding, 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 ding.
They recorded a session of Gears of War.
I can't remember anything. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Infidel.
Camel fuckers.
No, that was me. Sorry.
I hate Baba Ghanoush.
Stop it, Dad. You're making it. So far, it's exactly what I thought it would be. Yeah.
I just want to hear it get to the
lyrics. I want the lyrics, yeah. The vocals.
It's totally going to be like, it's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fast forward. Let it go, let it go.
Aren't we just supposed to play 45 seconds?
Oh, I hear it. Are the lyrics just that badly mixed? Are the vocals that
It's very low in the mix. I like my lyrics better.
I'm going to kill Rob's father. He's a terrorist. I saw him at the airport.
That was terrible.
That was really bad. If you see that guy again, just rip out his vocal cords, please.
Or just pee on him.
What are we doing, guys?
Trash.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash. Unqualified trashing.
Now, the CD is on Butcher Records.
Trash it.
He's got a Buffalo.
Butcher.
That's good.
I was gonna say Butcher Records equals that
Butchered,
guy's basement.
Butchered Records. I'm sorry.
Oh. Is that a real label or is that guy's basement?
Well, here's how real it is. You can contact the label directly at butcheredrecords6@hotmail.com. That's how serious it is.
You know what that means? That means five times you forgot.
What is it again? Fuck. What the fuck is my mother's maiden name? I hate these stupid captchas. What's my favorite bit? CV9WZ2. Ah, I typed it wrong. Why is this case sensitive? Fuck case sensitive.
this next band I'm playing because.
Did you meet him also at Maryland Death Fest?
Yes, fans are from Maryland Death Fest. You'll notice people in the studio that I don't have a CD. I don't have anything. I have a piece of paper, a receipt,
it looks
in
like
fact. Let me tell you this story. It's the early in the day, second day of the fest. You know, I'm still hungover from the first night. And I'm just like, you know, walking around checking out the merch. And some guy recognizes me. Big surprise. But,
weren't you the guy in the Guar DVD?
No. Even better. He comes up and he's like, hey, man, you look familiar.
Okay.
Are you the Big Show?
Are you Julia?
I have a website, Metal Injection. It's like, oh, that's right, man. Oh, good to see you. Blah, blah. You should check out my band. We're opening Summer Slaughter here. And he's like, it's called, whatever it is. And I guess I have it right here. It's called Knossis or Knossis. K-N-O-S-S-I-S.
Gnosis.
Gnosis.
Noses?
No. But he's like, yeah, you should check us out. And I was like, all right. I don't have any CDs. We ran out. Could I just write our URL on a piece of paper and give it to you? What am I going to say? No. I don't want your paper.
No. Sorry. It's very unprofessional.
Yeah. No, I was just like, okay, sure.
Think about it. If you had said no, we wouldn't have to be assaulted with our eardrums.
We'd have nothing to talk about right now. Think about that. But
I'll find one of the other 9 trillion horrible bands.
Yeah, well, we have a whole box now.
Frankfurt by the box, oh crap.
But
promos.
No. But I have to take it because this was seriously the least prepared band ever. The guy wrote.
What's the name?
Knossis.
Knossis, I don't know.
Oh, that's
the guy fucking wrote his MySpace. He didn't even write the whole URL. He wrote MySpace/Knossis. Couldn't even write .com. What if I wasn't computer literate? I would
he
be
knows
done.
You are. You run a fucking website.
But he wrote it on the back of a Sarku Japan restaurant check.
What did he have? He had a credit card number
on there?
What did he eat? He had a chicken teriyaki combo.
And the pulled pork.
With double meat.
Oh, what? Of course.
And a regular drink. He paid with a 20.
Uh-huh.
It was,
or 210, I don't know.
No, cash, 20.
Could it
was
10?
Well, it was $8.55, so it was probably a 20. His change was $11.45.
What was his server's name?
I don't know. That it does not say.
What's the time?
12:51 this is an old receipt. It's from May 9th.
Oh, wow.
It just keeps old. I guess it keeps old receipts in case he finds people that run internet websites, so he can just write his URL on his old receipts. But let me queue up this.
It appears online that Gnosis does not mean anything but this band. It's just
K-N-O-S-S-I-S.
Yeah. Oh, unreadable logo, naturally.
So,
I can read it. It's totally readable.
I wanted to guess what it would sound like.
What do you think?
Progressive death metal.
You got it.
Wow, I'm good at this.
You're right over there.
She had a headache.
No.
I'll give her a headache.
Yeah, I looked online and there's a whole bunch of like Gnosis, Ray, Gnosis owns, you know, like people.
I'm sure it's Gnosis that saying that. They have 470 friends.
It was like a lot of hits. More than when we usually look for a band.
I mean, this isn't bad.
No, not really.
It's not bad for what it is. It's just like, I don't mind it for that.
What's with the drum machine now? I couldn't afford a drummer.
No, it's a guy with 8 legs.
Drummer. No drummer could keep up with their brutal.
Unholy Octopus Tim.
Not bad. I'll give it a pass, a thrash.
I would give it one of my qualified thrashes. It's good for what they're trying to do. It's very well produced and tight. but I don't like this kind of music.
Sid?
Trash.
Of course. Sid has a 99% trash rate.
I'm a tough grader, I'm sorry.
Noah, what do you think? That's
I
enough.
Would, oh.
No, I'm kidding. What
you can
mean?
Give a nuanced answer like that.
I would give it a thrash if the vocals were a little bit different.
I agree. I feel the vocals are the weakest link.
Yeah, get rid of the vocals.
When the music was like, I was like, oh, this is pretty good, and then the vocals kind of killed it.
Then the quadruple bass, too.
I can hear the talent, but I don't like, this is not my style.
And, you know, guys, seriously, get some postcards, perhaps some...
Yeah, presentation matters. Right.
Like, I mean, you know, I'll let it slide, because you're right.
Maybe
but,
get a zombie Barack Obama Jesus on the cover of your album.
Yeah, I mean, if fucking Infidel can get their shit together,
yeah.
You guys can get your shit together, right, guys?
And get rid of your vocalist.
That's bad, yeah.
Let Noah be the vocalist.
Yeah, let me be the vocalist.
But that's what all the vocalists sound like on that kind of music, though.
We'd have to, if Noah was the vocalist, we'd have the band Noah-sis.
Get it?
No, I don't get it. Explain it to me.
Because it's K-N-O-S.
It's a similar sounding word.
Just add the letter A, and it'll be her name instead of the stupid band name. By the way, when I say a band is trash, that means I want each member to kill themselves. I just want to be clear on that.
Okay.
Unholy Tim.
Oh, by the way.
That's his version of a nuanced answer.
Unholy Tim. That noose on the cover fit your head somehow. Please.
Going back to Infidel for a second, I later spoke to a different member of the band, completely unrelated. This guy came up to me.
For the side project?
Also from Infidel. But he's like,
hey, where'd you get those shoes?
He has John Kerry in a noose on his
head. He's a little behind.
But no, the funny thing is, he's like, hey, where are you from? We're from New York. And then he's like, oh, well, we're having this metal fest here in Baltimore in a month. You guys should totally come down because there are a bunch of bands heard of. And he gave me two tickets. And I was like, dude, I'm from New York. But he insisted that I take them. And it looks like they're number tickets. So I think he might have had to buy them from the venue.
Is there a price on them?
$20 two-day pass.
He cost himself $40 to give you that.
Yeah. So I figure.
It's number, what, 18 and 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So, I figured that...
Can you trade that in a barrel to get a meal?
And you know what's the best thing? There's the picture of the side Barack Obama on the ticket.
I think that's an anti-abortion rally. That's what you're going to be going to. Some kind of right-wing...
So,
like.
But hey, allegedly, Pessimist is headlining Friday night. They were supposed to headline MDF, but they didn't get their visas in time.
They decided to take the shitty...
But Infidel would also be playing... What's that?
Could we do another thrash it on this one band he listed here because they have the most atrocious name
what
ever?
Is it? What?
March to Victory Night Fire.
Let's look
that. That's like three band names there, and none of them make sense. Let's see if we could find that and see what they sound like.
Or at least one of those bands.
Yeah.
March to Night or Fire.
Yeah. There's no comma. Maybe there was supposed to be a comma.
Or Night Fire.
That's probably two bands. Let me see that.
Maybe a semicolon?
It's the last one on the bottom date.
It looks like two bands.
Well, we'll find out.
Question mark?
I'd have to. If it's one band, it's whatever.
Nightfire is two words, sir.
I put it as two words.
No, I'm sure it's two bands.
Yeah.
Could we start a band called March to Victory
Nightfire? Implied copyright.
Yay!
No one can steal it.
Yeah, there's a March to Victory band.
Are they from Baltimore?
But anyway, if anybody is in Baltimore and would like to win these tickets, because we certainly will not be using them, two-day passes.
Hang out with a bunch of right-wing crazy.
July 3rd and July 4th. It's fucking...
Of course.
What better way to celebrate this country's independence by hanging out with a bunch of racists?
And firing off
guns. And pessimists. So if you're listening in right now, call us up 646-929-1357, or if you're listening to the archived version, the first person to email hatemail@metalinjection.net You stick it to yours. No questions asked.
Even if you're emailing about a completely unrelated subject, yeah, we'll mail you the fucking ticket.
Even if you live in fucking Alaska.
COD, though. So. We're not fucking running a charity here. So.
Odd.
Completely free.
We're sending a fish with a ticket.
Moving along.
You know that one guy who won free CDs from us like 6 months ago that we never sent him? We're going to send you these tickets instead. How about that, motherfucker?
All right.
Get yourself to Baltimore.
Rob throws in, no, he definitely sent it. Don't blame me.
No, we did. We sent it.
Did he get it?
Yeah. We made it up to him.
Thrash it or
it's time for our last send, everybody.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right, it's time for the last band on this week's edition. They're called Demon Rye.
Like bread rye?
Yeah. Like marble rye, but instead it's a demon rye.
D-E-M-O-N-R-W. Or demonry, I guess.
Knob crack.
It's demonry. I can't read. What is this demon rye? No track listing. It's pretty much a fourth of an 8x10 photocopy in a booklet and a CDR. So we'll just go with track two.
Titled?
No, we don't.
It's half a jewel case.
Yeah. No jewel case. So here we go. Let's play this one out, baby.
Wait, can we guess what this is going to sound
like? Oh, sure.
What is it called?
Demon Ray. A little silly art.
It's got like pop art on the cover.
Yeah, watch it not be metal at all.
I think it sounds like Britney Spears, I was going to say.
That was like getting sicker and sicker by the second.
I know.
It's going to be like, play it again. I'm going to say exactly, not alter my thing because of that. I think it's going to be like avant-garde with metal influences, like weird.
Like the Daughters.
Like
that's pretty mainstream.
Southern rock.
Southern rock.
Their influence.
Down.
Shit is a bob in his head.
Oh, wow. This isn't totally bad.
Let's wait for the vocals to kick in.
That's always seems to be the cure, actually.
Yeah.
The vocals kick in and then you're like...
Oh, God, his voice cracks.
Yeah.
When did James Hetfield get his second side game?
James Hetfield side project. But he's not sucking up Metallica songs. All right, sorry, Demon Reed.
I want to get to the chorus.
Right.
Yeah, you got to get the hook, man. It's just their livelihood.
45 seconds.
Yeah, we're already at a minute here.
Let's give
it 20
fair.
Seconds.
Let's be ultra fair. Maybe that was the chorus. Too cool for chorus.
Yeah,
sorry.
Way to take everyone's jokes, Darren.
Yeah.
Diva.
Choruses are for sellouts. Man.
Diva Darren.
Yeah, we got it the first 17 times. Thank you.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
I shouldn't have it.
Thrash it or trash it.
That concludes
our. Did we actually?
Thank God.
Well, I'm sorry. What did we say? I trash it. I've been a thrash for the vocals.
Thrash the band. Trash the vocals.
Yeah.
I really wanted to thrash it, but I have to trash it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got to play some Black
Flag.
We were close.
We were close.
Something that I won't hate, for God's sake, guys.
Throw
me a fucking bone.
Well, it's Metal Injection.
Anyway, let's get to a quick music break. We'll do a really short one, and we'll come back with... What are we coming back with, Aaron?
Coming back with a game show. The $25,000 Dirty Pyramid. We're right back. We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23.5-hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
All right.
Oh, Guillermo, I love you. Yo te quiero. Oh.
We're back with the Metal Injection livecast.
Yeah.
And it's time for... Yes, that's right. This is your host 3D, and we're here with the $25,000 Dirty Sexy Pyramid.
Yay!
Let's introduce our celebrity teams. It's going to be Greg and Sid.
Yay!
What charity are you guys playing for?
We're playing for the Let's Get Greg and Sid Laid by Women That They Want to Fuck.
A very notable charity.
Like this woman right next to me.
Yeah.
And,
no woman.
And their opponents are going to be Rob and Noah. What charity are you playing for?
Normal. We're playing for Normal.
No, for our weed fund.
Normal. Normal, the weed legalization people. Oh, my God.
That's what a stoner she is, folks. She doesn't know what normal
She's
is.
She's fucking true stoner.
I thought Rob was just asking to look normal.
I'll give a quick explanation of our rules if you don't know how to play the pyramid at home. We are going to give our contestants a category. They will be given 7 clues within that category. One will give and one will receive. And
a pitcher and a catcher, if you will.
Greg's familiar with that position.
Oh, you bet.
And they will get as many as they can in 45 seconds. And then we'll move on. They will switch, and the other one will give and receive.
What are we signed up for?
And the winner gets 2 tickets for Baltimore Metal Fest.
Wait, I need to understand. So it's like word association?
Well,
kind of?
Let's say he has this category. The category is Kool-Aids.
Right.
You will be told to. There were 7 cards here. You have to. He has to get you to say each word in the category by anything. Like if he says, you know, apple. All right, it's a red fruit. Blah 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 blah. And you go apple, and then you got it. But he's not allowed to say the word, and he's not allowed to make rhyming. You're not allowed to go sounds like.
Can they go first so that I can understand?
They are going to go first.
Okay.
Anyway.
And just to explain here. The teams are the stoners versus the sobers.
Stoners!
Wait, what are we chanting?
Hardly sober.
All right.
The drunks versus the sober, versus the stoners.
Yeah, I'm sober enough for all of us.
Can you get the timer back on? Sorry, it went blank. Now I'm going to read our cat. You can turn the music
off. That's nothing new for you, Darren.
Let's read the categories now, cunt. The categories for this round... Kool-Aids, the good, the bald, and the whiny.
Is that about me? Come on, man. I resemble that remark.
Double destruction.
You mean resent.
That's the way the nookie crumbles.
Oh, no.
This category is totally not about sex and natural gas. Guys, select a category, please.
Greg, pick one.
That's the way the nookie crumbles.
That's the way the nookie crumbles. Guys, name these things you insert into vaginas. Things you insert into vaginas. Ready. Go.
A hand has 5 of them.
Finger.
Correct.
It's rubber. You buy it at
Dildo.
A sex shop.
Correct.
It's inside of your mouth.
Tongue.
Correct.
It's what women clean their pussies with.
Correct.
Douche.
It's what men have between their legs.
Penis.
Correct.
It's what women put inside of their pussies when they have their period.
Tampon.
Correct.
It's an old school method of birth control.
Shit.
Women put it inside
Correct.
Them.
You
also have to. You have one inside. You project from it.
Oh fuck!
Diaphragm.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, time. They got all 7 correct. All right, guys. The score is 7-0, and it's time for Rob and Noah playing for Normal to step up to the plate.
Oh man!
Please select the category from the remaining categories. They're up there.
I will go for this category is totally not about sex, man.
This category is totally not about sex. Guys, describe these sexual positions.
Oh, I'm not good in that.
Sexual positions.
I'll help you, Noah.
Alright.
Ready.
Yes.
Go.
Okay, you have one of these.
A vagina?
No, his name is Bruno.
Oh, doggy style.
Correct.
okay, I am a very religious person, and I'm going back.
Missionary.
Correct.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff uses this as his finisher. Usually this happens very early in the morning when I'm trying to sleep outside with construction workers.
Pass.
And, I don't know, pass.
Pass, okay.
Pass.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, was it a wet dream?
No. Okay. Now, you find these type of people in Texas. You find these type of people in Texas, and they ride on horses.
Cowboys?
Yes. And
I'll
then,
accept that.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, and one greater than 68 would be?
69.
Correct.
Right? And I have forks, and then I have?
Knives.
And then I have?
Spoons.
Time. Sorry.
That
you
one
got,
count?
You five, correct.
May I just say, no, when Rob said, this is what happens in the middle of the night with construction workers, and Noah said, wet dream. That is maybe the funniest thing I've heard on this show. I swear to Christ.
All right.
Wow.
What was the answer to that?
That was pile driver. And we also had one
but
we
she
didn't.
She knows what Paul Orndorff is.
Sure, why not?
You have to remember who your partner is.
The last one I had.
The last one was titty fucking.
May I just say, when he said the number after 68 and it was 69, isn't that sort of like using the word?
It shouldn't be acceptable, but since it was your first time, I let it go.
Okay.
All right? 7-5 is our score, and it's time for Sid and Greg to choose a category.
I'll pick one. The good, the bald, and the whiny.
The good, the bald, and the whiny. Guys, describe these things that are associated with Lars Ulrich.
Oh, no.
Things associated with Lars Ulrich.
What does he play?
Drums.
What's on top of his head?
Okay. Hair. No hair, bald.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Correct.
What does he put in his nose?
Cocaine.
Correct.
Where does he look at people do that?
In the bathroom, the men's room.
Correct.
Sid.
This is kind of tough. When you're not really proud of yourself, what do you have?
Shame?
No, what else?
Embarrassment?
No, it's kind of like... fuck it, we'll skip it.
Pass.
Yeah, pass, fuck it. Where is he from? Where is he from?
Finland?
It's
like, Norway? Denmark?
Yeah, there you go.
Correct.
It's a word that Rob would say when it's really, something is really like, couldn't be more clear.
Obvious?
Thank you.
Correct. All right, you got six. Please don't throw the card.
Yeah, don't toss it because you can always go back to it.
I like to toss you. No.
All right, the score is 13-5.
Always
well.
Closing.
No sex on the set of the pyramid, please. The maid is off this week. We don't want to clean up any wet spots. All right, our categories that remain, Kool-Aids, natural gas, and double destruction.
I'll take double destruction.
All right. Name these celebrities with big titties.
Oh.
Celebrities with big titties. Ready? Go.
She was on Baywatch.
Pamela Anderson.
Correct.
She's a country singer, big blonde hair.
Jessica Simpson?
No, big lips, older.
Dolly Parton.
Correct.
She has a humongous booty and long
Jennifer bucket. Lopez.
No. The other one.
A little more specific.
Long black hair. She has three sisters, and their initials are triple K's.
That's unacceptable.
What, I can't
next,
use that?
Next clue.
Okay. I don't know who this is.
Give it.
He would like it if you called him a big father, but just more in slang.
Oh, B.I.G.? Notorious B.I.G.?
Her boobs are all the way in her armpits now, and she has a very screechy voice that Sid would like.
Time. Sorry.
it was Jewel.
Jewel.
I don't like her voice, but I like her.
That was four. You
the
got
first
four correct. Point. So right now the score is 13-9.
Damn.
And we have two
Sorry,
more categories
Rob.
Left. We have Kool-Aids.
What a surprise. Sid and I are winning.
Kool-Aids or natural gas?
Natural gas.
All right.
Natural gas is the category. Guys, describe...
This is coming from somebody who's got gas right now, so sorry.
Describe these foods that make you fart.
It's a vegetable. Looks like a tree.
You didn't let me on the timer yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Time.
Where is it?
Oh.
Oh, Rob took it.
You won it. No, you're right. Playing. That's not fair. All right.
Broccoli.
Go. I'll take off.
It's takeout. It's very popular among the Jewish community.
Chinese food.
Yes. The magical fruit, the more you eat them, the more you toot.
Beans?
Yes.
The three alarm, he comes from Texas. When it's cold outside.
Keep going, fireplace.
If it's cold outside, I told your mother it was cold outside, she went with a spoon.
I don't know.
They have it at Wendy's.
Chicken, hot wings, nuggets, potatoes.
Yes. You can get this on your pizza.
Anchovies?
No.
Mushrooms?
You can get it at the ballpark. Italian.
Hot dogs.
Italian. In a bun. Italian.
Wait.
It's like a hot dog, but not quite
sausage.
Italian.
Correct.
You go to this place. It's very.
Time.
God damn it.
Yes. You got one,
yes.
Two.
Here's our chance, so don't fuck this up.
You got three. The score is 16-9. You need to get all seven to tie.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking this up, Rob.
We're the stoners, man. We can't fuck this up.
I can't. I'm not.
You got four. Yeah.
Right. Shut up, Sid.
Yeah. The magical fruit.
All right. Well, you can't win.
Well, we want to try anyway.
All right. Final category, guys.
If we get all of it, then it's a tie.
Final category is Kool-Aids. Name these famous people with HIV.
I'm not good with actor names. Can we switch? Oh, wait, no, but that wouldn't make sense.
Here we go. I got it.
You're going to switch the next time around. All right, go.
Okay, he played for the L.A. Lakers. He's black.
Oh, Magic Johnson.
Correct.
He was a diver.
Theo.
No, his last name rhymes with another word for butthole.
Michael Phelps. I don't know.
No. he shares a name with the person to the left of you.
Greg Kinnear.
No, close. Skip it. He was the singer of Queen.
Freddie Mercury.
Your roommate.
Arthur.
And then when somebody dies. When somebody dies and gets cremated, their body
Arthur
turns
Ashe?
To... Yes!
Okay.
Okay, my middle name, and another word for... Okay, because you're not my middle name! So
no, wait.
Isaac
Asimov at AIDS?
Come on, but no. Rob
really?
Was solid.
From a blood transfusion.
Oh, okay,
really
wait,
old.
Wait. Yeah. Can Rob and I get an extra 10 seconds because we're both really stoned and extra
no,
slow?
The point of
we're
the game.
Stoned.
I would say that it should be punishment and it'll teach you not to smoke so much.
Yes.
But I'll give it to you as a gracious host.
Oh, okay.
All right.
10 more seconds.
No, but I think we should apply it to every
it's
round.
Oh, we would have had a chance.
Yeah, you lost. All right, we're going to move on to round two, and we'll switch the giving and the receiving.
Yeah.
Well, we've been switching this whole time.
You
can trade back.
Switch too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so just switch. Keep switching the way you're... Here are the new categories. Put them out there, please. Down and white. And don't look at him, you fucking cheater.
Sid's looking at the answers on your laptop. Greg's looking at the car. That's not fair.
They're all cheating.
You're such a diva. Stop complaining. Each category only takes up a full page, so I can only have one up at a time. There we go. Here are categories for round two. The Outdoorsman, Weed the People, First National Wank, Tons of Fun, It's My Podcast and I'll Fart If I Want To, and So's Your Mom. Rob and Noah will pick a category this time.
Well, Noah, you can pick since you're going to be doing that.
Let's do Tons of Fun.
Tons of Fun. Describe these famous fat people. Famous
again with
fat
names.
People.
I'm not good with names.
What did you expect? Just break it down for me.
Well, they got vegetables. I'm good with that. Oh, okay. All right.
Ready. Sorry. Hold on. Ready? Go.
She was in A League of Their Own and she's really fat.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Correct.
He was on SNL.
Horatio Sands.
No,
Black.
He was in Black Sheep.
Chris Farley.
Okay.
I don't know who this is. He was on Jerry Seinfeld, and he was the awkward one. That
oh,
like
Jason Alexander. No? Oh.
The
fuck,
character.
Newman. I don't know his name.
Okay. She's like the richest black woman ever, or the richest person ever. She has a
Oprah.
Talk show.
Right.
I don't know who this is. He created documentaries. He has glasses, and he's fat. Orange hair.
Michael Moore.
Correct.
I don't know these two people, though.
You should give him other kinds of...
Break it down for me.
Yeah. 8 seconds.
A biblical name?
Moses, Muhammad.
With a J.
Oh, you can't say that. Next one.
Time!
What were they?
You got five.
What
Jonah
Hill
and Kevin James.
You don't know who Jonah Hill is? He's Superbad. He was the fat kid in Superbad.
I don't know the name.
Ah, boy.
I got the timer off again. All right, so the score is 5-0, and it's time for, we need to, there's like something going on. No, nothing personal. But
shut up!
We got to be quiet in the studio.
Well, that was loud.
All right. Categories remaining: Outdoorsman, We the People.
So it's your mom.
First National Wank, It's My Podcast, and I'll Fart If I Want To, and there's one missing. Where is it? Oh, you
so
got
it's
it
your
right?
mom, because I have it.
So's your mom. Guys, describe to Sid, Greg, these insults. These 7 insults. Ready.
Don't flex.
It's what I poop on.
Asshole.
It's what I do when I'm alone.
Jerk off.
It's what I do with.
Your hand, your dick.
What's the way in Yiddish to say it?
Putz.
No, the other one.
Schmuck.
He's not very smart.
Dumbass.
And the other one.
Moron.
No.
Idiot.
Yes. What is so clean?
Douche. That was already a suggestion. Douchebag.
Somebody who has a lot of sex for money.
Slut whore.
No, thank you.
Correct. You got 7.
Oh, yeah, good.
Score is 7-5.
Woo!
Cleaning up
that
the pyramid.
That was way longer of a time than 45 seconds.
No, it wasn't. Look, it just went to 45 now. So
sorry for involving you into this, Noah.
All right.
But not really.
Guys, pick a category.
It's My Podcast, and I'll fart if I want to.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the weed.
No, see, we're going to make them do it.
Yeah, so they fail.
All right, it's my podcast, and I'll fart if I wanted to. Name these things associated with the metal injection live cast.
Oh,
man, that's
things
that one,
associated with the metal injection live cast. Ready?
All right.
Go.
Old Jewish woman.
Mr. Vitelli.
Double Impact. Karate.
JCVD.
Right.
A music review segment.
Trash It or Thrash It.
Correct.
Trash It or Trash It.
That's all right.
Whatever.
The place where people go, you'll miss.
Jenny's Classroom.
Correct.
What I say when I'm done with something.
Over it.
Correct.
The guy who called in with a parody.
Josh fucking Groban.
Correct.
And then when we talk about sex, the segment is called?
Metal Injection Livecast After Dark.
Correct.
Yes! We got it!
Yeah!
Where we go?
Yeah, if they couldn't get that one,
yes.
Something was terrible.
The
wrong.
Score is 12-7.
Yeah!
In favor of Rob and Noah.
It's like golf, yes. Right? It's like golf?
Yeah.
Lower score.
First National Wank.
We're going to go with First National Wank.
Uh-oh.
Guys.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
I'm going to make green fit.
I'm laughing too hard to...
Wait, who's winning, or is that just for this round?
They're winning because they went twice.
They had two rounds.
Yeah. Guys, First National Wank, name these masturbating accessories. Masturbating accessories.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Ready? Let's can the music for a second. Oh, hold on. Stopwatch. Ready? Go.
Playboy is one of them. Penthouse is one of them. Rolling Stones.
The porn mag.
Right. Correct.
Porn mag.
Victoria's Secret is one of them.
Bra. Lingerie company.
What is
underwear.
What kind of...
He almost said the worst.
Bra.
Well, he already said the worst.
He already said it. It's okay.
What kind?
I don't know.
Looking through things you want to
underwear
buy.
Underwear magazine. Underwear catalog.
Correct.
Okay. You go to the store. You rent one of these. You put
porno
it...
Porno video.
Correct.
Porno whatever. Something.
Jergens is a brand of this.
I don't know.
Lube.
It's fucking lotion.
Correct.
Tissues. A brand of tissues.
Kleenex.
Correct.
This is what Noah likes to spend a lot of time with.
My penis.
You put batteries in it.
Dildo.
Time. Sorry.
Yes.
You got 5.
He said loop
he said
for another
loop,
one.
You weren't gluing it.
Damn it.
Sorry. You got 5.
Take the weed one.
The score is tied, all right? We have a very tight game here.
Too late.
We're going to score from round one carryover.
Do what we know so we can win.
Does the score from round one carry over to a total tally?
Yes.
Okay. So after that, we're winning by a lot, right?
Just do it.
Let's see.
We could do it.
What are we doing? Weed?
Weed the people. I don't know why
we
changed.
Guys, please, 10 minutes.
Weed the people.
I don't know why we changed our strategy, Rob.
Name these pot side effects. Side effects of smoking pot.
Hey, what?
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
You eat a lot.
Munchies.
Correct.
You start looking like Darren.
Fat. Gain weight.
Correct.
Okay. It's whatever used to happen to me when I first started smoking weed.
You get paranoid.
Correct.
It's what happens to you when you smoke weed and you lay on the couch.
You're going to have to... Lazy?
It's what you do at night.
Sleep?
Correct.
It's what you do when you smoke, when you inhale too hard.
Choke. Cough.
Correct.
It's because of our brain cells, we are...
Dumb.
We don't...
Forgetful.
Correct.
And it's what... It's sloth like.
Again, keep going.
You don't want to really...
Hard.
Laziness.
You got six, so... Sid and Greg, you have to get, in order to win this round, you have to get six or seven. Six to tie, seven to win.
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure.
The Outdoorsman, name these places a bum sleeps.
Oh,
name
my
these,
God.
These
oh
places
my God.
A bum would sleep.
We got it, Sid.
Ready?
Go.
Go.
Your fridge comes in it.
The refrigerator box.
Well, what kind of box, is it?
Correct.
There's trees there.
Forest.
What do you do? Recreation.
Wood,
recreation.
Park.
Correct.
It's below the house.
Basement.
Correct.
It's where they all go.
Shantytown?
No, it's nicer than that. In
oh,
the city.
Homeless shelter.
Correct.
You go home from there if you don't have a car.
Pass to the next.
It's metal you, on the rails.
Oh, train, subway station.
Correct.
The other. Oh fuck. Another method of transportation in New York City.
Bus? Bus station?
Correct.
Right.
No, you got it. All right, so.
He couldn't hear
Finn
it.
And Greg are the winners.
Boo.
Clearly.
And
boo. This is rigged, man.
Well, they were way ahead
this
anyway.
This is an inside job.
Wait, did you give us an extra 10 seconds because we're stoned?
Yeah, I actually did.
Wow. I don't know. Their time fell a lot longer than
I gave you more than that. I gave you a full minute. Hold on. I'm going to go get the bonus round so you
oh,
guys
shit.
Can talk while I go get the bonus round.
Oh. Well,
5 minutes left.
Here it is.
We can't.
We're missing a couple of them because we're like... I'm going to have to write them down again, and you're going to have to talk.
So this has been a very entertaining game.
I don't like losing. I wanted to
well,
win.
Well, then maybe you
one.
Should stop being a girl. Yeah.
Neither do I, Noah. That's why I'm winning.
Or
yeah, so.
Or maybe I should just be on Sid's team from now on, not
yeah,
you,
no,
Rob.
Yeah, those are some great suggestions you gave me. You, it's you.
I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah,
oh, I don't know
lot,
this
Noah.
Person either.
I need to know who is giving and who is receiving.
Yes,
Greg is giving, Sid is receiving.
Everybody
all right,
kind
this,
of shares.
This is kind of backwards from the other part of the game. In the bonus rounds,
you
give a list of things, and the other person has to guess what category they are. So, for example, if you were to say, Sid would go apple, cherry, grapefruit, it would be fruits. But these are going to be a little bit more...
But you have to give your clues in list form? You can't just give clues
to
what a fruit is?
You can only give a clue. You can only give a list of the things that are in this category.
Okay.
All right? Man, I just have to write one more outside. Give me 2 seconds.
We'd like to remind you that this game is brought to you by Woolite. Got a stain? Get it out with Woolite.
So, do I have a stain? Is that why you're saying that? Oh, okay.
You are a stain.
Sid will start. And wait, I have to get the time.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to be recorded singing.
I need the timer up again, Rob. The timer.
How long?
60 seconds.
Why does that card say lube in the back of it?
Because I wrote it on the back of the lube
so
card.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's not part of the game.
That's fine. All right. I won't pay attention to it then.
Where are we going?
Lube.
He's timing you.
All right.
All right, ready? 1, 2...
The N-word, kike, chink.
Racist. Bigot. Hater. Fuck.
This is a list of things in that category.
Go, keep listing, will you?
Racist.
Racists.
Pass it.
Pass. Fuck. Hey, baby, you want a date? Are you a
pick
cop?
Pick up lines.
Are you a cop?
Pickups.
I'll blow you for $10. Are you a cop? You're not a cop, are you?
I don't know.
Pass it.
John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy.
Marilyn Manson, serial killers.
Correct. I'll accept that.
They're really annoying. You caught them cheating on your wife cheating on you with
Slut
them.
Whores.
Because they stole your money. Because they ran over your son when they were drunk driving.
I don't know.
Because they looked at you funny on the Shanghai test.
Sorry.
Lube.
sex toys. Things Loa masturbates.
Slut. Prostitutes. A cash register.
Whore. Slut.
A massage table, perhaps.
Porn shop. Dirty video store.
Oh, fuck. Pass again.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Let's see. Louis Anderson.
Fat people. Time. Fat people.
You got zero. We got one.
Brutal, yeah.
You want to, since we didn't give away any answers, you want to try it again with Rob?
That was hard.
All right. Let's do it. I gave you guys one.
Wow. That was hard.
Oh, no, he knows the answers, though. You
can, no, these,
no, can, no one doesn't know.
Oh,
answer.
Okay. All right, all right. I thought you, I meant you would give it to Rob, but go ahead.
There you go.
Whoa! What are we talking about here?
All right. Okay. All right, I'll time it. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay. Polak. Kike.
Your mom.
No, come on, be serious.
Okay. Insults.
More specific, spick,
stereotype.
Chink,
racial insults.
That's close enough. Go ahead.
Hurry up.
Hey, baby, want a blowjob? It'll be $5, $10 for me to put my finger up your ass, and $20 for you to fuck me.
Bunny ranch?
No.
What?
No,
wait, I can't have Greg say
things
that.
A hooker would say. That was interesting.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm gonna skip this one. Skip this one.
Oh Jesus.
This one isn't correct at all. All right.
Okay. A register, a madam, a lot of hookers, desperate guys.
A brothel.
Correct. Things you find in a whorehouse.
Okay, there you find. Okay. I got to say the whole sentence.
Time's up. You guys suck at this bonus round.
Well,
no, that's
because
Rob can't flip the cards in time.
That was hard.
Like
racial
me.
Slurs.
Racial slurs.
Racial slurs.
Like
I feel like if you had watched the game, though, that, like, every clue is, like, there's certain types. Like, they go, what someone, you know, what a homeowner would say. Or, like, you know, like, so that would be, have given you the, you would understand the way that they ask clues.
All right, so, all right. So can we study for next week?
So who wins? Who wins? We win, right?
No, you lost.
We win!
Well,
yeah, we won, Noah!
Yeah, donors! Donors for life, man!
Yeah,
and guess what?
Remember this.
There's 2 minutes left in the show.
There's 17
there's
seconds.
13 seconds, 12 seconds.
Oh, I was going by my clock. Oh, wow. All right. Thanks for tuning into the pyramid.
Tune in next
time. The live cast.
See you in 2 and 2. Or not.
See you next week.